Each and every show, we kick it off with our pals from Talk Radio News. Always a pleasure to have on the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. And Bob, I'll tell you what, I mean, it might be hot, smoking hot still in Washington, and some of the power, I understand, is still out. But there is no lack of hot air when it comes to what's going on in Congress, is there?
You know, I did not rehearse this with you, but my line today was going to be this week in faux Washington, F-A-U-X, faux Washington, hot air. If the Capitol could float, it would.
I love that. Hey, I got to ask you about this because we've got Eric Holder who's talking about he's going to be aggressive in fighting Texas voter ID laws. And you know that that's in a court in D.C. And that I think that goes all the way through the week. And this is that argument about whether or not you had to show ID when you vote and all that other sort of stuff. What do you think is going to happen here? Because there are already other states that are doing it and there's a push to have this happen.
Well, now, other states, for example, the state of Ohio accepts all kinds of things. A gas bill, a rent receipt.
Yeah.
You don't actually have to have a photo ID. Texas is very limited, and it actually excludes student IDs.
Mm.
So Texas, as usual, has went to an extreme. So I think there's a case that's going to build, and they're investigating the three-judge panel in D.C. now. Eric Holder made a statement today, a very strong statement about the 24th Amendment, and he actually used the word poll tax, very aggressive. And somebody said, well, is this really a poll tax? Well, we can debate that, but I think the important thing is that the Attorney General is going to be very, very aggressive about this. Texas has narrowed this thing, and other states like Ohio and states that allow you about 9 or 10 or 12 different options, that really hasn't been debated. But Texas, of course, took it to an extreme.
Yeah, we'll see what the judges rule and then see what the aftermath is.
Sure.
Over that. Okay, tax records, that's huge. You know, this whole thing with Romney, what does he have in the Cayman Islands or wherever? It sounds like he has
what he's got in the Cayman Islands.
I am too. I just picture myself, I'm just thinking that movie The Firm a long time ago with Tom Cruise when they were flying to the Cayman Islands and there were all these records and there was money stashed there. And it just brings to mind a certain image. So now you have the majority leader in the Senate, Harry Reid, who's really leading the cry for this. Let's open up the finances. This isn't going to go anywhere, is it really?
No, but the thing that amazed me about this is how do you spend this one? Do you have money in the Cayman Islands or don't you? Now, that one, honestly, I don't know how you spin out of that.
Mm-mm.
Either you have it, if you have it in the Caymans, okay, what do you have in the Caymans? Now, it's not going to be the overall deal breaker or maker for this presidential. You know, this presidential is dead tied 47-47. And I tell friends on both sides of the aisle, which I have, it's amazing to hear my friends on the left say, oh, well, Romney's a blank blank and he's not going to, you know, do this. And my friends on the right say Obama's a blank blank and he's, you know, both sides are very confident in some stretches here, but it's dead tied. And I'm not sure this kind of thing is going to dislodge it, but if they can build a case about outsourcing, about Bain, about money, you know, these days it might be enough to make a percent difference or something.
Yeah. Do you think this is going to be one of the closest elections that we've really seen?
I couldn't call this one a month and a half ago. I thought, frankly, honestly, President Obama was in the lead and going to maintain it.
Yeah.
A series of really weird things have happened. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to lose, but I think this one's going to be a lot tighter than I ever dreamed.
And
Mitt Romney, frankly, is not that good of a candidate.
Right. So it's obviously about the economy. It's people upset and taxes and all the other stuff.
And I'll get in trouble for this from some of my friends, and I'm giving an opinion, but the president's not that bad of a man or a president.
Right.
So, yes, I think it's the economy, and people are just angry at everybody.
I like that. Can I quote you? Angry.
Especially
Bob said they're angry.
Congress is in single digits. I mean, I could do better in a congressional race this year.
Absolutely. Hey, we would be remiss if we didn't ask you about this health care repeal. What happened? There was a vote. The House voted to approve the rule covering the health care repeal, and, of course, that's all coming down the pike.
Right, and Steny Hoyer, one of the Democratic leaders, good guy, he's kind of thrown out there, well, there might be some Democrats. So I don't know if a couple are in trouble and they feel some kind of panic. It'll be a panic vote, honestly, if they go with the Republicans. It'll pass. It'll go nowhere. and they will have satisfied the base. Until next year when you can, quote, elect, which Orrin Hatch said, if you want to repeal this, elect a Senate with a 61 majority and a new president. And so they're kind of feeding the base.
Yeah, there you go. Raw meat to the lions. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Bob Ney, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
All right, coming up in this hour of America tonight, we talked to our pal Stephen Shohat. Spider-Man really spun quite a web at the box office this past weekend. What is it about Spider-Man, from the comic books to the first couple movies that were made, now on to a new type of series with Spider-Man, because they're going to make apparently another movie off of this movie, so there might be a couple of more left in the can, so to speak. And there is something about comic book heroes, certainly. That's why we're seeing so many of those films made. But anyway, we'll get to that at the bottom of the hour when we lighten the load with Stephen. Before we go there, a couple of quick things. We'll hit some of the headlines, like the National League. Boy, if you paid some big bucks to watch the All-Star game, how boring. I mean, it was a snooze fest. The National League just shut down the American League. 8-0 the final score there. And really the most interesting thing that I saw out of a little bit of it that I watched was the fact that somebody was talking about Lou Gehrig's home run ball selling at an auction for over $62,000. We used to do a thing on the show a couple of times a month where we talked about the value of things, and people would call in and ask my pal Harry, who has written 19 books on all kinds of trash, throw it away, keep it, toss it, whatever, and sports memorabilia. Basically, he knows his craft when it comes to pricing things. And I don't know, would he have put Lou Gehrig's home run ball at over $62,000? And when you're a collector, it's what people will pay. It's what people will pay. And that is a big, big, big number. Of course, it's politics as usual, and that's where we started at the beginning. So the Texas voter ID law, in a speech to the NAACP, Eric Holder got out the stirring stick and really stirred it up, saying that the ID law and what they're trying to do in the Lone Star State, it goes back to slavery days. It's just like, as you heard Bob say there, like poll taxes. And, you know, how costly is it to say that you have to have a photo ID? Well, we've talked about this ad nauseum here on America Tonight. And maybe it's because I'm always asked for ID, including when I go to my own bank. They always ask me for my ID, and then I see other people just dump bags of cash out on the table when they're going to the teller, and they're not speaking a lick of English. So it starts that whole debate again over IDs, and don't you, everybody get asked for IDs anyway. But you heard what Bob said. Bob said that, of course, there's some states where they'll accept other things with your name on it. And I can remember that. I can remember showing, I think, a bill. He said an electric bill or a light bill or something, but an electric bill or something like that that proved you had a residency. So it's a good fair or foul, the Texas voter ID dispute, a wild, wicked tug of war. Stay with us. We're going to talk more about that and a few other things that are causing some controversy across the land. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.94.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.34.35, $8.17.17 for a half ounce, or $408.59 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.34.35, $8.17.17, and $408.59.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Sliver of positive news. You know, the heat wave that was smashing the Northeast has left. Boom. It's gone. But it's hitting the Southwest. While that's happening, Colorado in the West actually got to lift their statewide fire ban. Woohoo! Seems like Colorado's been on fire since the beginning of the summer. Too many acres charred. And so many people have lost their house. But for everybody who is melting in the east, all of you in Connecticut, New Jersey, Vermont, you know, up and down the coast, North Carolina, Kentucky, now you can look at a map and I guess realize that other people are going to suffer the same fate, because what's happened is they haven't gotten very much rain either. You got temperatures as much as 15 degrees above normal. In the Northwest, they're saying this, too. In Montana, there are people who are farmers who are worried about 30 to 40% of the crop being busted out, losing it because of the heat. California, they're talking about temperatures as high as 125 degrees. Yeah, and, of course, Death Valley is the first thing that comes to mind, but when you're in L.A. and it's up over 100, boy, they are not used to that. And in the Northwest, they're not used to that as well. It has really switched to Arizona, California, all those places. So Vegas, high, Phoenix, 113, Death Valley, as I said, of course, is always going to be high. So that cool down now in the east after that horrible heat wave, it has spread to other parts of the United States. I think when it's all said and done, that this summer is going to go down as one of the hottest. All right, speaking of hot, 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 Eric Holder, here he goes. As I mentioned, he's talking about these poll taxes. And what happened was the voter ID law was passed last year by Governor Rick Perry. And it was a Republican-led state legislature. And the idea was, we got a lot of voter fraud happening, so let's get rid of this voter fraud. Much like Governor Rick Scott is trying to do in Florida by purging the roles of people who shouldn't be on, whose names shouldn't be listed in the first place. So what Holder said at his conference in Houston is, and so there he was in Texas, he said a lot of voters would have to travel big distances to get a government photo ID, and that they would struggle to pay for the paperwork. They couldn't, you know, they couldn't get it. So this is what we call poll taxes. That's what he's referring to. And he says Texas is the center of the national debate on voting right issues. And he says the Justice Department is going to go after and fight as aggressively as possible in trying to enforce those rights. So while he's in Houston, what's happening in D.C. is this. They have the federal trial that's going on over the law, which is just what we said it was. Have to show a photo ID when you go to polling places. You have to show it. So the Justice Department wants the law blocked. Texas wants it to continue. The trial ends on Friday, but a ruling probably won't happen until next month. Holder says that this political pretext is just about disenfranchising American citizens of their most precious rights. Now, poll tax, what that means is, and I think this crowd knows it, but a poll tax was once upon a time in the southern part of the United States after slavery, so it would restrict voting among black people and other minorities who were now eligible to vote. And, of course, the 24th Amendment was ultimately ratified in 1964, and that ended tax in federal elections, and the Supreme Court ended a tax in all elections, and then that was the end of that. That was swept out the door, as it should have been, because it made no sense. 1964, of course, it made no sense whatsoever. So Holder really rallied up a lot of people at this convention, and the whole idea is I'm going to do everything I can. I'm launching a new battle to try to shut down the whole voter ID, got to show a photo ID. So I'm asking this. Is it, am I not seeing something clearly here? Is it wrong? Is it racist? Are we slamming minorities? Are we pushing people aside by requesting an ID, a photo ID? And I guess because even in my everyday life, how often I think of this, am I asked to show an ID, which is driver's license? How, that's what the normal thing would be. How often am I asked to show it? And the answer is constantly. When, even when you're using a credit card sometimes now, because there's no photo on it, they'll ask for an ID. So voting, don't we, I don't get it, because don't we want people who are citizens of the United States to be the ones who vote? I mean, isn't that the idea? I said this before, and I know we can stretch this in all kinds of different directions, but I lived in Spain for a while, and they had a massive election, a national election going on. Of course, did I vote in the election? Of course not. I didn't get to do that. How many Americans have lived abroad on bases, outside of bases, if you're in the military, have done academic things, have gone to go teach English places, and no, nobody's jumping in to whatever is happening with the local elections unless they become a citizen. So well, I don't understand why this is so outrageous. And then, of course, there is a way to streamline it. If the idea is, oh, it's too expensive trying to get an ID, trust me, there are cheap ways to get a photo ID. The state could come up with cheaper ways to get the photo IDs out there if that's the big problem and that's going to prevent people and it's going to be like a poll tax. That's the answer then. That's the thing to do. All right, moving from that controversy, which please chip away at it and throw in your two cents, at least at the tail end of the show, because we're almost up against it and we're going to go to the left coast. But the other thing is, this whole idea of outsourcing, which really gets my blood boiling. Why? Because every time I ask someone about outsourcing, I get some cockamamie answer that makes no sense. I mean, the deal is, what are we outsourcing? You have Obama and Romney who are back and forth over the whole outsourcing thing. Can everything be done here in the United States, and can we put our blinders on and think that we would never work with people globally? Of course not. So Obama, who is pitching cutting taxes for the middle class, was in Iowa, and Mitt Romney is also on the campaign trail, and he's hitting the issue up, too, in a different direction. The Obama people are hammering Romney over his private equity firm, Bain Capital, which has companies that were big in shipping work from the United States to overseas call centers and factories when they were making computer parts. That's what they would use that for. But then you weigh that against, and this is always the other part you never get, the amount of people who got work in the United States and were also part of the same company. But that's the part that you don't see. And for an ad, of course, they're going to hammer how much was shipped overseas and why were the call centers there and all that kind of thing. So the Republican National Committee Chairman, Rence Priebus, who was in Iowa as part of a Republican strategy of what they call bracketing the president's public appearance in what's definitely a battleground state, had a new website put up called ObamaNomicsOutsourced.com, where they show the president's policies have led to jobs overseas, going overseas. So I checked out that website, and in fact, that's what it points to. Just like they're pointing to certain aspects of Bain, where yes, there was outsourcing, even though that wasn't the majority of what Bain did. Not the majority of it. And in the case of the president, clearly you're connecting the dots to things that have happened, American jobs that have been shifted to lower wage countries for years, and the trend that's continued during the Obama presidency. It's clearly what the problem is the corporate tax is so high, so the idea is to shift off the shores, because if you're running a business and you have to be held accountable by the shareholders, that's who you're trying to please. That's the deal. To me, two of the biggest controversies, I think the whole idea of outsourcing and certainly the Texas voter ID dispute and likening it to poll taxes is a big, big stretch. We're heading to California next.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, SurvivalSeedSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And digging that one up. Still love it. I can remember watching Spider-Man with my brother Patrick. Maybe some of you remember that version of Spider-Man. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Each and every week we go to Hollywood to talk to Stephen Shohat, the author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. I bet, Stephen, that you probably watched that version of Spider-Man as well.
I sure did. I'm a big Spider-Man fan. I used to collect the comic, and I mean, obviously, a lot of other people like him too because he's 50 years and he's going pretty strong there.
What is it about Spider-Man? Is it just comics in general, or was there something a little special or different about Spider-Man?
Well, when Stan Lee and Steve Ditko created, and Jack Kirby had a hand in creating him too, or it's kind of disputed who did the most work actually. Stan Lee was told, I mean, he already had the success of the Fantastic Four and the Hulk, and he was told by his publisher, people don't like spiders, teenagers are sidekicks, and nobody wants a superhero with problems. So, He only got permission to do it for one issue, and it wasn't in a Spider-Man comic. It was called Amazing Fantasy. It was sort of like a Twilight Zone, Alfred Hitchcock Presents-like stories. And Stan Lee said, well, if I were a superhero, I think I'd try and get rich. I wouldn't go around saving people. And so Spider-Man fails to catch a criminal. And, of course, that criminal ends up killing his uncle. And that's the shocking ending of the story. And that was meant to be the end. But the fan mail came pouring in, and the attitude of Marvel Comics publishers changed, that this character was going to be popular. And I think those are the things that made him different. Steve Ditko came up with the idea that you don't see any part of his face, that it's entirely masked. And unlike Superman and Batman, who are going back to pretty good situations once they hang up the crime fighting, Spider-Man really gets no credit and is hated by society a lot of the time, and has his newspaper reporter after him. So I think he's pretty identifiable. And I think that's one thing about rebooting him is the idea of going back to the high school days for Spider-Man, which this movie does, where he's really got problems, where he has the ironic thing about this bully who absolutely makes his life miserable in high school, and at the same time the bully idolizes Spider-Man. So it just is one of those things where he gets no glory for what he does, and yet because he feels so guilty about his uncle and feeling responsible for his death, he continues to act heroically and bravely.
So do you think, as you said, going back to the high school days, do you think we're going to see another one or maybe two more of this version of Spider-Man? Look at how well it did at the box office.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I really enjoyed the movie. Now, there are some things, like when you think about it, like the Lizard, I don't think he was that compelling of a villain in this movie. And also, they were going around advertising there was some secret agenda that turned him into Spider-Man. It has something to do with his parents. And none of that was resolved in this movie, or it was barely even touched upon. So it's kind of a misleading trailer, actually. And I don't think the fans are too unhappy if they get those stories resolved in the second version. I mean, the sequel. So I definitely think they want to you know, go further and introduce some of the classic Spider-Man characters. I mean, it's kind of interesting the way they went, because in the comics, the police captain is one of Spider-Man's biggest defenders. And in the comics, his girlfriend, the one played by Emma Stone, she blames Spider-Man for things that happen. I won't give it away, but they kind of reversed it in the movie. So I mean, they're definitely going in a different direction, and I think people will want to see more. And I think what really made that movie for me was just Andrew Garfield was just terrific. And when he has one scene where he saves a little boy, and he just comes off wonderful and likable. And I think people are going to want to see him more.
So I agree with you about Andrew Garfield. I think he's such a great actor. Remember him from the Facebook movie.
Network.
Yeah. He was terrific in that. So you could see that he definitely has range. And as Spider-Man, it's interesting, to see that franchise continue. Was he the first? Do you know anything about the casting? Did they just look at him and fall all over?
I think there were like six and seven guys and he won the part. One of the things I really find interesting about these superhero movies is how they are willing generally, Robert Downey Jr. is an exception, but generally to go with good actors rather than movie stars to play the superheroes, that they think the superhero itself is the big enough draw, the concept is the big enough draw to get people in there. And what happened was is Sam Raimi was going to do Spider-Man 4 with Tobey Maguire, and then he decided that with the start date that the studio gave him, he couldn't get the film done in time to his satisfaction, and so Marvel and Sony decided to reboot the whole thing. And one thing that's really nice is how generous Tobey Maguire has been. He actually, people can go online, he actually does an interview with Andrew Garfield and just nothing but praise for the job he's done. So I think Tobey Maguire is showing to be a real class act in this case.
Yeah, and because of the age difference, and as you said, going back to high school versus what Tobey Maguire did, obviously it made sense. That was what had to happen there, right?
Well, Yeah, I mean, actually, Andrew Garfield's a little old for high school, 27. But I just think, Spider-Man was only in high school for about 33 issues in the comic, and then maybe a little more, and then he went to college. In fact, he didn't even meet Gwen Stacy till he got to college. Shows you what a big reader of it I was. But I still think it's high school where the most irony took place for that character, and then that's when people started identifying with him. That he, like I said, has this much tougher situation than Batman going back to be a millionaire and then Superman going back to have this nice job at the newspaper. I mean, he's got troubles every moment, and it's so frustrating that he has to not show people what he really is, and that he's worried that his aunt might get a heart attack if he does. So I think that's the best incarnation for Spider-Man. Now the thing is, when you move into sequels, obviously they probably will move away from high school.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you just before we escaped, love that conversation about Spider-Man. You obviously are a huge fan and know a lot about the history of it, and you are such a history buff. A League of Their Own, I didn't even realize this, it's the 20th anniversary of that movie. Boy, that movie was an interesting one, featuring a moment in history when women were playing baseball because the men were at war.
Right, and it's a great movie, I think. It's 20 years ago, and it's just interesting where people were in their career, because Tom Hanks, his career was staggering at that time. He had like four flops in a row, including The Bonfire of the Vanities, and he decided to change his image and play a tougher, grittier character. And I think that's before Philadelphia and Forrest Gump, but I think people really saw that he could do something different than that, the nice guy they had been accustomed to seeing. And Penny Marshall directed that movie, and she had everybody show that they could hit a baseball. It was great business for the batting cages in L.A. And, of course, you had the interesting pairing of Madonna and Rosie O'Donnell. And what happened was is that Penny Marshall told Rosie O'Donnell, if Madonna gets too full of herself, I want you to take her down. And Madonna, I mean, she was complimented at the time for doing a professional job, but she wrote a letter at the time saying how miserable she was in Chicago, miserable being around all these girls, miserable having to play baseball, but she did it. And Penny Marshall, like I said, had nothing but positive things. And, of course, he had Gina Davis coming in and not knowing anything about baseball, showed some athletic prowess, and after that became a renowned archer. So there were a lot of things going on, even though that movie's very exaggerated because there's a subplot in the movie about failing to have good attendance, and actually it was extremely popular right away, the women's softball league. They always had big crowds, but it's still, I think, a funny and heartwarming movie.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. Stephen Shohead, always fun to kick it around with you. We enjoy our time each week here on America Tonight. You got to get that second book out. We're waiting for it.
You know what? I'm telling you, I'm trying. But again, I'll tell you that I do have sort of the prequels, the two audio books, Tales of Hollywood and Fascinating Walt Disney, Stories, Music, and Sound Effects. You can find out about them at HollywoodStories.com. They are different products than the big book, Hollywood Stories. But if people want more stories, they're there.
Awesome. Thanks, Stephen. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it.
Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to tie it all up in a bow and give you that present on your way off from this hour. It's called Odds and Ends.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Moments that happened in the last couple of days, including Brad Pitt's mom getting death threats and the Yankee second baseman Robinson Cano getting booed, drowning out everything else in Kansas City. And there's a little more to that story. I mean, the fans were upset, of course, because, you know, a Royal wasn't put in. But it was more about chasing his family around in the restroom and some idiots screaming at them. That's ridiculous. I mean, there's got to be a thing about family. So there's a connection here with the family thing. We'll start with the All-Star game, which was what I already mentioned, a complete blowout of the National League pounding the American League 8-0. So it was boring. But the Yanks second baseman says, you know what, I'm not going to have any hard feelings about the Kansas City fans who booed me the past couple of days because, you know, I understand their feelings. But he was upset and said they crossed the line when his family was screamed at while they were using a restroom at Kauffman, Stadium. And he says, you know, that's the only thing I don't like, the way they treated my family when they were in the stadium, and hopefully it stops there and it doesn't go any further, that this is a game and we're all stars, and if I get booed, I don't care, but stuff with your family That's crossing the line. You know the old saying, yo mama, my mama, no mama. I mean, it's like playing the dozens. You just can't go there. So fans booed him before and during the Home Run Derby and all that stuff during the game. And why is because they were upset, like I said, that they didn't pick Royals All-Star Billy, you know, Butler for the American League Derby team. So, and that was after initially telling or saying, announcing that they had chosen someone from Kansas City, you know, that that would be the right thing to do. So it led to boos, just boo. It was just like a rain of boo. So I'm asking you, Matt, you're a big baseball fan. What do you say, fair or foul? See, I say family out of bounds. That's, and people in the Midwest, man, heart of gold, come on, flyover states, what are you thinking? But drunks are drunks everywhere, I guess.
Yeah, going at the families out of line, but as far as him getting booed during the game, that was, or the derby, that was totally legit because he said, I'll pick a Royal, and then went against his word and didn't include Billy Butler, like he said he was going to.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what should, and that should have happened, especially if you say it once you say it, because, you know, there's pressure and, oh yeah, that's where we're going to be. If that wasn't out there, that might be, maybe that's a little bit different. Now, and like I said, it's not even worth rehashing what happened because it was just a complete blowout in the game. If the Home Run Derby might have been the most exciting thing with Fielder winning it, and then just to see some of the players, I guess, it's always fun to see them playing together and from the different teams and whatever. But other than that, there wasn't much happening. There was just nothing happening, and I bet the ratings are crappy for Fox. This is way out of bounds. Brad Pitt's mother, Jane Pitt, of course, penned a letter to the editor for her local newspaper, Missouri Springfield News Leader. I mentioned that on one of the previous shows. And she pushed support for Mitt Romney, saying he was a family man with high morals and business experience. He's against abortion. He shares Christian conviction concerning homosexuality. And then went on and said any Christian who doesn't vote or writes in a name is casting a vote for Romney's opponent. And then she went on to go through a whole bunch of stuff there. And now the backlash, though, has been unbelievable. So what's happened is that not only is it she's just been like just trash, like hate attacks, but she's gotten death threats, which have her very concerned because, you know, how do you separate the real nutballs from, oh, I'm, you know, the person who really means the death threat and what they're tweeting and what they're saying and, you know, the homophobic stuff and all of that is wild. But what's really crazy is John Voight, who is Angelina Jolie's father, is the one guy who's speaking out and saying, you know, he did a column and says he agrees with the points of view expressed by her and good for her and, you know, all that kind of stuff and defended her. Then Brad Pitt's brother was on one of the morning shows to defend his mother and, you know, said that moms and dads and kids disagree, so why should our family be any different? Why should it be any different? And unfortunately, he's so high profile, I guess it made it easy to find her and zone in on her, and that's too bad. That's too bad because she is a Christian conservative woman, and that's her point of view. She does not share the same point of view as her son does. So what? And she's was writing in response to some things also that she's been seeing and things that were written in the paper. And, you know, fair game. She could have been anyone writing that letter. But because she was Brad Pitt's mom, I guess, you know, that really pushed her out into the limelight and, of course, not where she wanted to go. Different world, especially with Twittering and with Facebook and social media just in general. Once something's out there, you know, you've got a very polarized nation and you got people lining up to take swings at you. So she's very concerned. It's good for her family for defending her. Brad Pitt hasn't come out and said anything, and neither has his famous girlfriend, but the rest of the family has, and other people have come out and said things on her behalf. I guess they figure, who knows, it might even make it worse. All right, this is another boo. You know, we talk about what it's like to be a Border Patrol agent and what the sparsity is of Border Patrol agents in some areas. I saw this firsthand. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I spent a week basically in bed with a Border Patrol in El Paso and Juarez. And as much as I read and knew and researched about what was going on, it really didn't prepare me for what it was really like. So now they're going to shut down 9 Border Patrol stations. It's in 4 states. And this is part of that backlash, I think, from now what's happened probably over the Supreme Court ruling in one way. And is this going to undercut any kind of effort to intercept, let's say, human traffickers, drug people, everybody coming across some of these border areas between U.S. and the U.S. and Mexico, and it's scattered really in Texas, northern and central Texas, and 3 other states. So, sure, there still will be the cat and mouse game all over the place, but you got Amarillo, Texas, that there's one that's being shut down right near there. It's in the middle of the I-40 corridor, which is very busy. Another, Riverside, California. I've been there many times, right there in Los Angeles, basically right outside of Los Angeles. And what they're doing, the Customs and Border people are saying they're closing the stations to reassign agents to higher priority areas that are even closer to the border, that they're being strategic. So here's the thing. You know, we live in a free country with free press that is all over. All this information is out all over the place. So if I'm a drug lord or cartel person running the show, am I not aware of when these places are being moved? Of course. Of course. Is it going to have a big impact? Yes. And one of the Border Patrol supervisors in Texas is saying that. Please voice your concerns. Call your congresspeople, your senators, and warn that removing agents from the Texas Panhandle, among other places, will be disastrous. What happens when the Border Patrol leaves town because they rely on the feds to assist them in immigration arrests? So what's going to happen there? I thought we were beefing up the Border Patrol. Why are we taking down the Border Patrol and refocusing on other areas? Because they're out of money. So they got to figure out what they're going to do. The stations across the board, like I said, 6 in Texas, Lubbock, Amarillo, Dallas, San Angelo, Abilene, San Antonio, Billings, Montana, Twin Falls, Idaho. I mentioned Riverside already. The closures, by the way, don't mean those guys are out of contact and out of jobs. They're just being reassigned. Oh, my. I see some problems coming up down the pike.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.